Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode sponsored by our friends at The Wellness Company. Head over to TWCHealth/Dobbs to get your med kit. A med kit with all the essential pharmaceuticals, you know, the ones the mainstream media and Marxist left don't want you to have, like ivermectin, Z-Pax, amoxicillin, and much more. Be prepared for when the next plague hits by heading over to TWC.health/Dobbs and enter promo code Dobbs at checkout to save 15% off your entire order.
Well, greetings and welcome everybody to the Great America Show. We come to you on what could be a very historic moment. The fact of the matter is that this republic right now is caught in the vortex of some rather bruising and difficult currents that are trying to tear the republic apart. And by that I'm talking about, we have a handful of Republicans who are standing against the ramparts, trying their very best to stop what is an outrageous sellout to the surveillance state. And by the way, that sellout is led by Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House. He is sold out again to the Biden administration. He is sold out again to the Marxist M's. He's sold out again to the rhino establishment Republicans, and of course, the swamp that makes them all possible. We are fortunate to have with us today Congressman Andy Biggs, a true American, a great American, representing the interests of we the governed, and we the people. And by the way, without those who like Congressman Biggs, who are actually standing up against the powers that be in the nation's capital, the story would already have a conclusion, and it would not be a very pretty story. It would mean that Joe Biden had won, and the forces of evil that make up the deep state and in the intelligence community would have prevailed over we citizens. And I'm delighted to bring in now Congressman Andy Biggs. He is, as I said, a patriot with great credentials and a strong heart. Congressman, great to have you with us. I have to say, to begin with, right now there's a contest between your speaker of the House of Representatives, Mike Johnson, and the forces of liberty, the heartbeat of the country, the American people. He wants the FBI, the CIA, you name it, to spy on American citizens at will. Your thoughts, I know, are on point and strongly opposed to that. Give us your sense of this moment right now, if you would, Congressman.
Well, as so many times over the last few years that I've been in Congress and that I've had the opportunity to talk to you, Lou, we're at once again another inflection point. The surveillance state, which all Americans know exists. If you're right or left in your political leanings, you have watched the surveillance state watch into people's lives and basically try to take control of them. So what we have going on here is the speaker has, for whatever reason, acquiesced into the intelligence community who likes to be able to surveil U.S. persons, people who are legally in this country, citizens, you know? So when I think about it, what might we do? Well, for one thing, you could have gotten rid of completely of FISA authority, but then there's other ways that they would get around it, but we could talk about that another time. But here's the deal. In just talking to one of my friends who is in the intelligence community, he's on the intelligence committee here. He said, Andy, we should just take away all FISA authority away from the FBI. And I said, okay, let's do it. Let's go ahead and do it. But they won't do that. Because when you think about it, that makes sense, because currently CIA, NSA, they have no legal authority to surveil American citizens. And the FBI is using the FISA to abuse the FISA authorities to actually, basically surveil Americans and search their records and stuff.
Right.
That would be one thing to do. My underlying bill that the speaker basically killed, that would have had massive reforms in it. And now what they do is they've got this kind of consensus bill, and they told us, and we said, well, we'll acquiesce in some of those things because you got punishment against people who abuse FISA, et cetera. That's good. But here's the deal. They told us we would get certain amendments would be brought to the floor. So like a warrant amendment, my warrant amendment that would say you cannot surveil us. You can't query or investigate an American person without a warrant, right? I mean, because that's just
straightforward.
Yeah, straightforward. Well, they basically, then the speaker came out and basically scotched that, and he's basically lobbying against that. It's just too much.
I've got to ask this, Congressman. What is wrong with this guy? He's behaving as if he were a high school sophomore. He is naive beyond belief, or he's arrogant beyond compare, because he's acting as if he is the only person who understands the stakes and what should be the limits of power in the swamp. It is amazing. And he is turning over civil liberties in this country to the FBI through the FISA reauthorization and the Section 702. Is he not?
Yeah, two quick points on that. Number one, don't forget, he sat next to me for 7 years on judiciary. He voted with me for a much broader warrant requirement that former Rep. Justin Amash brought. He was with us on that. He was with us on removing FISA authority. He voted just last summer on the data broker exception bill to stop them from buying data so they could go forward. He voted with us on that, and then became speaker, and he went this other way. And the other thing too
is he being blackmailed? Is he being blackmailed? Because I cannot find another rational explanation for his conversion and his now bending of the knee. No, so he is prostrate across the ground now, begging for a surrender of American constitutional rights before the great IC, the intelligence community, and the deep state. It is ignorance. It is disgusting. It's appalling. And it is, I mean, this is a threat against the Republic directly.
Yeah. So
get it out.
Yeah. So I'll finish my other point real quick, because Lou, when you think about it, we all know that the FBI and the IC intelligence community have basically lied to Americans for the last 7 years. Right. And so he ostensibly he believes them when they're telling him, if you have a warrant there, we're not going to be able to prevent the next international terrorist event, and it'll be blood on your hands. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he's being blackmailed. I think there's a different thing. If he's being blackmailed, there would have only been one area. Maybe it's this area that he would have basically succumbed on. I think it's broader than that, Lou. I think it is fear. I think these people intimidate him. So that's why you get the crazy stuff on the continuing resolutions, because you've seen a whole host of things. That's why I don't think, and plus I know the guy, there's probably not much you could blackmail him on. I can't imagine. But what I can tell you is they are leveraging him with fear, and he is believing the same people that he knows has lied to the American people. He's believing them when they say, oh, man, you put Biggs's warrant requirement in there. We can't enforce the law, blah, 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 blah. And for some reason, he believes that.
We're going to talk about what the speaker believes and doesn't believe, but most importantly, we're going to talk about what Congressman Biggs has put forward as a solution to this in his legislation that, as he pointed out, Speaker Johnson killed. We're talking with Congressman Andy Biggs. We'll be right back. Please stay with us. Much more ahead. Folks, you know I beg everyone to get ready for the next crisis, and when it comes, our lives will likely change overnight. Whether it's natural disaster, war, or another disease, we have to be ready as we can be. We saw what happened in 2020 when we found ourselves dependent on global supply chains. We're still dependent on China and other countries for more than 90% of all our pharmaceuticals. With clusters of respiratory illnesses popping up around the world and here, we need to be prepared. And now is the time to make certain you have what your family needs when the next crisis hits. Our good friends, Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Drew Pinsky over at The Wellness Company have put together just what you and I need with The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. And now The Wellness Company's Medical Kit provides a solution critical to you and your loved ones. This emergency kit includes 8 life-saving medications, including amoxicillin, Z-Pak, and ivermectin for you to keep on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. From tick bites to biochemical events, every medical scenario is covered. Be prepared for whatever comes next. Go to twc.health/Dobbs and grab your medical emergency kit right now. Go to twc.health/Dobbs now. That's twc.health/Dobbs. Put in promo code Dobbs and save 15% at checkout. Take control of your health today with the Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. Prepare today, be ready tomorrow.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back with Congressman Andy Biggs. And let's turn to, if we may, right now. You say that Speaker Johnson is captured in fear. Fear of the deep state, fear of the foreign enemies, fear of the donor class, the swamp. What is he afraid of?
Well, I think it's the D.C. cartel. So the D.C. cartel consists of the bureaucrats who come in and lie and gaslight the American public, and they gaslight members of Congress, and they have no accountability because Congress refuses to rein them in on funding. The D.C. cartel consists of the K Street lobbyists, which are the donors, the big donors who threaten people and say, you know, you're not going to get any money. The PACs don't give me any money because they know that I can't be bought. You know, I won't succumb to that. But so he feels this obligation that he needs to raise a bunch of money. So he's going to kowtow to them. Then you get some of these other bureaucrats like the intelligence community who come in and scare the bejeebies out of you. And they say stuff, but you know, they don't tell the truth. I mean, they're in the job of misinformation and disinformation. And so they provide you misdirection and deflection constantly. And that's what happens. It doesn't matter the administration. Under President Trump, you saw the same thing from the career bureaucrats. They will misdirect, and then the other part of the cartel is the media, and the media, you know, on one hand they can aggrandize you, and maybe he likes that. Other times they can blow you out of the water and cause shame and embarrassment. And so that's the cartel, and that's what I think captures not just Speaker Johnson, But I think it actually captures a lot of the members of Congress, both sides of the aisle.
Well, let's take up a couple of examples of what you're talking about. When you start talking about the, if you will, the fear machine in the institution of the CIA, almost 2 weeks ago, they said that there would be within 48 hours an attack on Israel. Bold-faced, straightforward, no qualification, no equivocation. That's going to happen. And here we are in the week following, obviously, some 10 days have transpired. And suddenly, we don't have any explanation. The clandestine agency that has been so forward, public, and outrageously wrong, no one is holding them to account in that media, of course. And certainly not enough people, in my opinion, in the Republican Party have pointed out that this is pure fear tactics, pure propaganda, disinformation, misinformation, and for a political purpose, which is to achieve Biden's aim of getting Netanyahu to declare a unilateral ceasefire and let Hamas win. Netanyahu isn't playing, but no one in the national media is pointing out how strong he has been, how absolute resolute Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israeli government is in this moment when they're being attacked by the United Nations, almost every nation within it, and of course by their strongest ally, the United States, in the form of the Biden regime. It's outrageous.
Yeah, and Lou, that's just one example. Let me give you another example going back to FISA. So 6 weeks ago, we were ready to go to the floor on a Wednesday. It was Tuesday, right? You remember this? On Monday. So we're going to go on to the floor Wednesday. We're going to put together this FISA bill. But we had the votes for a warrant requirement, which is a massive change, and it gets us back to the constitutional prescriptions. We had another Warren Davidson's Fourth Amendment's Not for Sale Act. We were ready to go on that as an amendment. We had another couple of amendments. Well, what happened? The Intelligence Committee Chairman, Mike Turner, created an international incident. Remember this? He put out saying, we have new intelligence. There's this massive threat, and we need to do it. Well, so the speaker gets worried, and he pulls the bill. And then we go get the classified briefing. And I won't say
who pulls the bill.
The speaker, in response to the misinformation and deflection of Mike Turner, who caused an international incident. That, you know, thank goodness that the Democrat ranking members came out and said, this is a nothing burger. We see this thing two or three times a month at least. And by the way, I can't tell you what's in it because it was classified. I had to go to the classified room to read it. I go and read it, and we're sitting around the table. There's four of us sitting around the table reading it, and we're like, what's the incident, you know? And that's the way they operate. And then let me
be straightforward, if I may, because I think your rules of conduct and consideration would preempt you if you felt the way I do. Mike Turner is a absolutely unprincipled tool of the intelligence community and the deep state. And the man has no honor, no integrity whatsoever, and he is abhorrent in every manner one could imagine for a chairman of a committee so important as that of intelligence. In point of fact, for any leadership position at all within actually any membership in the United States Congress, in my opinion.
Well, I will say this: I called for his removal as the committee chairman of Intel. He shouldn't be sitting on that committee. He should not be the chairman. And here's why. When you put out the information that he did based on what we saw, then you know that it was done for political leverage purpose. It was not done because you really had a concern for a threat against this country. You were trying to prevent legislation from passing that you believed was not what in the best interest of the intelligence community. That is wrong. That is reprehensible. And you've basically forfeit your shot, in my opinion, to be the chairman of that the intelligence committee, which is, by the way, that's the only committee in Congress that you serve strictly at the privilege of the Speaker of the House. And Mike Johnson could have, would have, I don't know if he would have, but he certainly should have removed him. I mean, they get pissed off because we take down a rule, and yet and force them to actually negotiate and work in good faith and that type of thing. But they don't get mad enough to remove somebody who causes an international incident. That's how screwed up this place is.
I want to say that, again, it's another example of why I believe that Speaker Mike Johnson approximates more a high school sophomore than a leader of the United States Congress. It's just mind-boggling what he is doing to the Congress, its standing, and to the American people in this great republic. It is a one-man assault on the national interest, and I find him abhorrent. Now he has reached a point where his he plays Hamlet. He's never quite sure. He has excuses, and he ignores the will of both his conference and the American people. We're talking with Congressman Andy Biggs. We're going to take up that issue with him when we return after these quick words. Please stay with us.
Lou Dobbs here. I'm delighted to let you all know that the program Lou Dobbs Tonight has returned to the air. That's right. Lou Dobbs Tonight is back. We're live each and every weeknight at 7 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Central on rumble.com/Lou Dobbs. That's rumble.com/Lou Dobbs. I hope you'll be joining us for Lou Dobbs Tonight, as our fight to save this country has only begun.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back now with Congressman Andy Biggs, and as we went into the commercial break, I was talking about this speaker, who is to me a complete oaf. Is he ever a bit as inept as and I seemingly even perhaps as much a puppet as Joe Biden? Congressman, what are you to do? These are huge issues for the Republic. These are critically important. They are existential issues that you all are dealing with right now. And you have this fool in the speakership.
Yeah, this to me, Lou, the FISA issue is an existential question. I mean, the funding is existential. The border's existential. We were going to fight on the border. He would die on the hill, he said. He's not done diddly squat crap about that. So let's talk about the FISA for just so you understand how bad the problem really gets and why we keep fighting. That's what we're going to do. We're going to keep fighting. 19 of us voted to take down the rule yesterday. We're working now to see if there's a way to get something meaningful done on FISA, because otherwise I'm afraid they're going to just give us the clean reauthorization or the bill. So the consensus bill that they have, Lou, just think about this. It has some reforms in there. More, they tell you, oh, it's 56 reforms. That's the quantity. There's just maybe two or three reforms worth of Tinker's Dam in that thing, because that's just the way they operate. But here's the way to think of it. They put in a provision in there that in 5 years, when you come back to the reauthorization, by the way, they do that 5 years and it stretches beyond the next administration. So no, you can't get a change. But in that 5 years, when that's over, all the ostensible reforms go away and you revert back to the FISA authorities that you have pre-reforms. That's absurd. And that's what we face And that's that. I mean, and nobody's talking about that. The media doesn't get that. They're not going to talk about that and say, well, or question the speaker. Well, why is that there? That's pretty weird, because it is weird. And what we're talking about performance. We're talking about performance. And so you see it in the FISA. You see it in this notion of forming essentially a coalition government with the Democrats, where the Democrats are called in to bail out the speaker every time. Where you have on continuing resolutions where more Republicans vote no than Republicans vote yes, but every Democrat votes yes. That's a coalition government like Europe. And that's the type of thing where I find myself saying, don't get mad at me for wanting a process that's supposed to be Republican nature. Don't tell me I'm not part of a team when my team is my constituents. My team is my God. My team is my family. My team is the American Constitution and the American people. That's my team. My team isn't a bunch of party folks who are coming in there and getting mad at us and saying, oh, you're forcing us to do things we don't want to do. Hey, that's part of the system, buddy. And guess what? We're going to do all we can to make sure we get good policy through and try to protect the Republic.
Well, because of your opposition to so much of what is in that legislation, the so-called reauthorization, the American people have a far better understanding of what the stakes are and how outrageous it is. But I think at bedrock, this comes down to a couple of things. One is, to me at least, I believe it means that the FBI, and in no respect, should ever be engaged in spying on U.S. citizens. They should be no part of the national security apparatus. The intelligence community, take the National Security Division right out of the FBI, put them back into law enforcement, and get them the hell away from politics. And in every instance that they've had an opportunity to use those powers of surveillance, they've shredded the Constitution. They've used it for political purposes and in support of the Marxist ends. But whether they were Marxists or whether they were conservatives, they're the wrong people to have in our political system, trampling the Constitution. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I've said for a long time that the FBI needs to either be totally reformulated. You need to take certain divisions out of the FBI that they don't need to have the broad authorities that they have. We need to decriminalize a lot of stuff at the federal level, which belongs more aptly in the state level prosecution and investigation. And basically what happens is, as we do that, then they say, well, you're anti-police. No, I'm not anti-police. I'm not anti-rule of law. What I am is pro-Constitution, pro-freedom, and let's go forward with that. And you know what they did? When I talk about this, I'm talking about a minority of my Republican colleagues together with the Democrats. They just gave another $200 million for a new facility to the FBI. That's what they did instead of actually holding the FBI accountable. And my friend from the IC Intelligence Committee yesterday, who said, Andy, we just need to take away any authority in this area from the FBI. So let's do it. Where's your bill? Let's do it.
I'm so glad to hear you say that. And I know that you have been at the forefront of trying to bring sense, reason, judgment, and if you will, keep the Constitution pure and whole. All of the above are under assault now by the Marxist ends, and also the weak need fools like Mike Johnson, who haven't the courage to stand up for what makes them possible. Andy Biggs, we thank you for being with us. Congressman, you're a great example for all of your colleagues in the United States Congress. We thank you for being with us and sharing your wisdom and your passion for the good of the nation. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Lou. Good to be with you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And thank you for being with us here today on the Great America Show. We thank you so much for being with us and making time for us. And we look forward to continuing the conversation. And thank you for joining us here. Thank you for joining in the fight. I'm Lou Dobbs. Have a great day. God bless you.